Fourth Day by Zoe Sharp, read by Claire Corbett. Chapter 1. Nothing brings home a sense of your own mortality like being locked up alone in the dark, which was, of course, precisely why they'd done it. My entire world had shrunk to these four rough-rendered walls. The room was barely the length of the narrow cot that filled one wall and took up almost half the floor space. The bed base was welded to the frame, which itself had been bolted to the floor. There was no window, just a stainless steel toilet in one corner, a small cold water sink in the other, and a steel door in between, with no handle on the inside. Apart from that, there was just me, alone with my thoughts. Without sight, every sound became amplified. The quiet rustle of my torn shirt as I moved, the creak of the compressed foam that formed my mattress. I could smell my own sweat, the rising odour from the toilet pan and the musky dampness of stale air conditioning. The only lighting provision came from spots recessed into the ceiling and covered by anti-tamper grills. The switch that controlled them was somewhere on the outside. They'd taken away my watch, so my grasp of time had grown hazy. There seemed to be no logic to the pattern of my artificial nights and days. Right now, someone had decided it was night, but maybe they just liked keeping me in the dark. Or maybe they were getting their own back. I sat on the bed, directly facing the doorway, back to the wall, with my knees hunched up and my bare feet tucked in, staring into the confronting darkness as if searching for answers in the visual static. I flexed my hands out before me. Although I couldn't see them, the knuckles of my left felt stiff and inflamed. I probably should have iced them, if I'd had any ice. I probably should.